Robloxians, and welcome back to another episode of the Roblox Game Ratings. My name is Paige, I'll be your host today, and make sure to follow and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode, and make sure to comment down below for any suggestions or ideas you have, or send me an email or a voice message. Those two are the best ways to get through to me. And today's episode was actually requested by Haley through email. Thank you, Haley, for sending this request. And today we're going to be talking about Roblox 3D assets, aka Roblox 3D clothing, or better known as layered clothing. Thank you for the suggestion. Now let's get on to it. So basically, a quick recap of what layered 3D clothing is. Is, you know how Roblox clothing, you know, it's on your avatar, but it's 2D, which means it does not go full circle. So when your avatar in the game is completely present, and, you know, you can move around stuff and it moves, your clothing, you know, the one that's on your avatar, does not move. But 3D clothing just is different, okay? It's built different. It changes your avatar's actual body appearance, which means, you know, with clothing, sure, it has different colors and stuff like that, but 3D clothing actually changes the physical, like, the physical appearance of your game, of your avatar in any game. So that's the difference between 2D clothing and 3D clothing. Now, time for my very, very valid, important opinion. Just kidding, but not really. So, my opinion on 3D clothing is kind of mixed. So let's go over the two things I have in my mind when thinking of 3D clothing. Number one, horrid, disgusting, ew. So that's my brain. And, you know, 3D clothing is a very interesting topic because it kind of does change Roblox, their game. I mean, their stock is at an all-time low, nearing the 20s, the 30s. So you can't imagine what they're going through right now. And I'm thinking partly of this is because, you know, how much they've drastically changed Roblox over the past, like, 3 years. And Roblox's new idea of 3D clothing is kind of pushing the barriers for me. I mean, it's really cool, sure, but there's a boundary and a line that you cross. And, you know, if you go past that line, it's over. So I think that it's just kind of changing the entire game and, you know, just the classic clothing and the normal, like, layered clothing. Like, I don't feel like that's normal. You could just say, like, special or something like that. But I do like how a lot of the layered clothing is free. There's definitely a lot more diversity when it comes to prices for those type of clothing, and it can definitely change the look of your avatar if you're feeling something more spunky and something like that. I know one of my best friends actually wears, like, normal clothing and then, like, a little bit on top, and I think, you know, the looks of it are actually good. So that's transitioning into my second thought. Wow, it actually looks pretty good. I mean, even though it changes the entire point of Roblox that, oh, it's a really cool, like, block Lego looking game and the 3D clothing is just a little weird, it actually looks really cool. I mean, the graphics are really nice on the 3D clothing, and there's a lot of, you know, as I said, diversity, but also in color and shapes, and you can do a lot of different things with what you have. I mean, the possibilities are almost practically endless, while with 2D clothing, you know, it's limited to a short circuit amount of ideas you can make. So I guess that's something that, you know, I'd like to focus on. You know, it looks good, but it does change the premise of the game. Now let's go over a few possible Roblox updates that could be happening in the very near future. So 3D clothing was already a pretty big shock to us, and that happened quite a bit ago. But there are some things that are not confirmed, but they are hoping to get into, which I think will make the stock drop to lower than a freaking penny, because I don't know what they're doing. So number one, eyebrow and eyelash accessories. What? Like, I guess that'd be an interesting idea, but they literally deleted all the eyelash, like, UGC items that have been created because they're gonna make their own. Like, people were earning money, Robux after that, and people bought that with their own Robux. You know, about a year ago, Robux actually had a lawsuit where, basically, a ton of people were getting angry, like a community. I don't know what it's called, like a community lawsuit order. We're getting angry at one corporation, Roblox, because they kept deleting items that they had bought, like shirts, UGC things, and they were perfectly fine. And now people were getting really angry about it back then, and now people are getting angry about it again. If you watched Flamingo's newest Roblox video, you saw that his avatar, and you know how he uses the penguin body? Yeah, well, it was changed back to the penguin without the shirt, but thankfully, they changed it right back. And that's what they should be doing. They should be living the straight and narrow, just not changing every little thing. Keep the game the same it is. Sure, you can still have cool events and stuff like that, but make sure they're actually cool. Make sure that Roblox is doing its job. And make sure that the community is still engaged and you aren't losing stock and going in debt. Because that'd be really bad for the community and for you guys. And you guys will have, like, less players. Not you guys, but I mean, you know, Roblox. I'm sure they don't listen to my podcast. But what are they doing? I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that, like, you know, they'd make all this layered clothing and all this really cool stuff and kind of put it to waste and just keep pushing out weird things. But that's kind of just my opinion. I think it looks good, but they need to stop changing the premise of the game. When I joined in 2018, it was a lot more different from how it is in 2022. And I'm not just trying to be like, oh, back in my day. I'm just saying, like, stop changing the premise of the game, Roblox. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed my, you know, my little opinion on this situation and others that are kind of bundled up into it. If you like this video, make sure to follow and turn on notification bells. It really does help. And so you never miss an episode, comment down below, send a voice message, you know the rest. Stay cool, Robloxians, and have an amazing day.